Will you rejoice in the birth of the King, or just in the things Christmas will bring? Amish proverb. What do you mean, if I can? Jesus asked. Anything is possible if a person believes. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Chapter 1. December 3.
Mama, it's cold.
It is for sure, Julia Kemp murmured to her daughter. Frustrated, she jiggled the handle of her front door for about the 15th time. Standing on her porch, she debated about whether or not to dump out the contents of her purse and tote bag again. The temperature had to be hovering around the 20-degree mark, far too cold for a 5-year-old to be outside for any length of time. Then, of course, there was the foot of snow that had fallen over the last 2 days. While it was beautiful, it also seemed to keep the moisture firmly in the air. Now it felt even colder than it actually was. Feeling both helpless and annoyed with herself, Julia pulled off her black cardigan and slipped it around Penny's little body. There you are, dear. Better? Penny bit her lip, but nodded bravely. She was already snuggled in Julia's coat and her own cloak, cap, and black bonnet. Actually, she was a little hard to see, nestled in the pile of clothes like a newborn pup. But now that she had her mother's sweater tucked securely around her, Penny had to be all right. It was most likely the situation they were in that was making her feel so chilled and scared. And who could blame her? They were locked out of their house at 8 at night on December 3rd. There was snow on the ground, not a streetlight to be seen, and everyone around them was a virtual stranger. Nothing about their current situation was okay. Somehow, some way, she'd lost her house keys. How could she do something so stupid, so dumb? Just as that old familiar sinking feeling of unworthiness started to threaten her very being, she shook her head. No, she was not going to do this to herself again. She was not going to put herself down like Luther used to do. She was not stupid. She was not dumb. She'd merely made a mistake, that was all. People made mistakes all the time. But as the wind blew and the bitter cold seeped through the wool fabric of her dress, Julia knew it was time to face the inevitable. She didn't know any of her neighbors well enough to feel like she could ask for help, especially when it meant that she would have to ask Penny to trudge up and down a dark street in the snow. She was going to have to break into her house tonight. Penny needed to get into bed and get her rest. She had school tomorrow. There was no other choice. Hoping she sounded more optimistic than she felt, Julia knelt down and pressed her lips to her sweet girl's soft cheek. Penny, I'm going to need to look around the yard for a rock. You stay here, okay?
Why do you need a rock?
Because I'm going to have to break one of the windows so we can get inside the house. Caramel-colored eyes that matched her own gazed at her solemnly.
Okay, Mama.
That was how her little girl answered her most all the time now. She accepted whatever Julia told her without a fuss. And no matter what happened, she tried to keep up a brave front. Tears pricked Julia's eyes as she stepped off the front porch and wandered into her small front lawn. She had no idea where she was going to find a rock under all the snow in the dark, but she had to try. She was not going to think about how one went about getting a new window pane, or how much it was going to cost, or how her small bank account was going to be able to pay for it. All she needed to do was take things one day at a time, or, in this case, 1 hour at a time. She could do this. She had been making do for the last 6 years, ever since she'd allowed Luther liberties he shouldn't have taken, and then discovered the consequences.